An attorney for Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law says the Archbishop will comply with a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating possible criminal charges in the clergy sex abuse scandal. Massachusetts Attorney General subpoenaed Cardinal Law and several others who used to work in the Boston Archdiocese, including several who are now bishops in other states. The move comes on the heels of a settlement with New Hampshire church officials who admitted this week they did violate criminal laws in that state. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
A grand jury has been investigating the possibility of criminal charges against Cardinal Law almost since the scandal began. But Attorney General Tom Riley has consistently said that it would be difficult to make criminal charges stick since Massachusetts did not have mandatory reporting or child endangerment laws on the books. Experts say that leaves Riley few options. He could try to prove that Law violated civil rights laws protecting children or that he was an accessory to the abuse. But Riley would then have to show that Law intended for children to be abused, and that would be near impossible to do, according to former prosecutor Wendy Murphy.
You can have evidence that the cardinal knew that a priest was abusing children, that he knew that that same priest would likely abuse again, that the cardinal found out about it afterwards and then helped cover it up, and that's not a crime. To be an accessory, you have to intend that the crime occur.
But Murphy says prosecutors could get creative and bring charges against Law as head of a corporation, which the Archdiocese is.
There's a doctrine of criminal law that requires corporate heads to be especially careful when their employees are in a position of authority and trust where they can actually cause great harm to large numbers of people in the public. Under this, what's called corporate vicarious criminal liability rule, one could hold the cardinal liable even if he didn't know what the priests were doing, even if he had no intent that they commit crimes against children, but if he was in a position of authority such that he could have prevented what occurred.
The penalty for such a crime, however, would be a fine, not jail time, and the Attorney General might be reluctant to pursue that if it would mean that the church would just have less money to offer alleged victims. Still, there is considerable public pressure on Riley to come up with some way to hold church officials accountable for what happened on their watch, especially now since there is growing public outcry for Law's resignation. Riley said today he would use every tool available to go after church officials. He also lashed out at the Archdiocese for trying to impede his investigation.
It's been difficult. Obstacle every delays, but this problem has to be fixed now. And that's why it's important. That's why we're staying with it and pressing ahead until things change, until we are satisfied that children are safe.
Cardinal Law's personal attorney, Owen Todd, denies the accusation, saying the Archbishop has made heroic efforts to cooperate and will continue to do so. Todd says Law will not invoke the Fifth Amendment to avoid having to testify.
His testimony is out there, and he's been forthcoming in the civil matter, and I'm sure he'll try to be helpful in the grand jury's inquiry as well.
But Todd declined to comment on what might happen if Cardinal Law resigns and if, for example, he is reassigned to a post at the Vatican. Some kind of announcement about Law's future is expected from Rome tomorrow. News is also expected on whether the Archdiocese may seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Officials had thought bankruptcy might bring a reprieve from the embarrassing depositions and documents stemming from the slew of civil suits now pending. But with the grand jury now demanding to hear from Law and other officials, it doesn't appear that the embarrassing revelations will subside anytime soon. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.